when our lives do fly like stories across the page. Like in that footprint poem, I'm sure my story will show that I've been carried most of the way. By grace I know, by grace I'll go, leaving everything behind. By faith I'm took, by faith I'll look, for the end. There is a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line these days.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is it you I'm longing for? Is it something else that
we'll be right back. This is The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is brand new music from Wolf Saga. The song that you just heard is called Night Odyssey. And Wolf Saga is now based in Toronto, but spent a lot of time in London, Ontario. When we first met, I know he was living there. And what a wonderful artist this person is. Wolf Saga is named to honor the spirit of the wolf, who is a loyal protector of loved ones. And this holds a special meaning in the Ojibwe culture. Next up on the show, we've got music from a great artist, Jill Barber, from the album Homemaker, which came out in 2023. I met Jill at the Edmonton Folk Festival and recently just ran into her at the Junos in Halifax, as well as the Canadian Folk Music Awards, where she won an award for Producer of the Year. She has just announced that she's going to do a new record, a sophomore francophone record, which is very exciting. So here is Jill Barber on the show with Beautiful Life. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Never ever learn. play. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
There you go, a classic from Chuck Berry, one of the songs that got rock and roll started, Johnny B. Good, right here on the jukebox. Interesting fact about that song, it is one of the tunes that is in outer space. I don't mean like a trip, I'm saying it's actually out there in the universe because NASA put like this capsule together and just threw it out there in case any extra terrestrial life found it. And so I guess if aliens find it, they might be jiving to Johnny B. Good, which is cool, I guess, you know. 100 Proof Aged in Soul, a song called Everything Good Is Bad, is coming up on the show. Also, T-Bay's Natasha Fisher. She's living in Toronto now, but she's originally from Thunder Bay, mind you, and has been releasing some great pop music. If I Wanted You, Boy, that's coming up on the show. Susie Vinnick, one of the award winners for Solo Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And her song City and Skies is coming up, as well as brand new music from Burnstick. Burnstick is a couple, Jason and Nadia, who I first met at the Folk Music Ontario conference, and they are wonderful. Nice gruff voice from Jason, and to complement that, a nice angelic voice from Nadia. Here they are with Warrior Ride on the jukebox.
Watch your name. So many times through the rolling hills, prairie skies held your place between the lines where the story's told. The trouble dies with a heart of gold. Winners rise. Heard you run.
when I was young. I lived by a field on the outskirts of Saskatoon. My dog and I strolled star-speckled nights, and my sister and I rode our bikes through the wheat field. When the wind was right, you could hear the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway. City and skies breathing side by side. I hear them whisper, whisper my. The willow fell down when they bulldozed the ground to build up this town, and they carted my kite strings away. When the wind was right, you could hear the train cry, the hum of the cars on the highway.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
If I wanted you, boy, would you want me to? If I needed you, boy, would you need me to? I could love you, boy. Down.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Tiny marsh wrens live in wetlands, usually within cattails, reeds, or bulrushes. After choosing his territory, the male weaves several dome-shaped shells, lashing together cattails, grasses, or reeds. These are called courting nests. Then, sitting high atop a perch in the marsh, he sings his sewing machine-like song, inviting a female to select a nest in his territory. Once the female has chosen one of his shells, she lines it with cattail down, feathers, leaves, or grass, and lays her eggs. Sometimes, a second female chooses a nest on the opposite end of his territory. Attracting mates and confusing predators make all the male's work worthwhile. When you're near a marsh this time of year, listen for the marsh wren's sewing machine song. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.